Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this day once again that the Lord has made, so we gather to rejoice and be glad in it. And as we worship together, may the Spirit of the Lord bless you with His joy, with His peace, and with His praise. A little odd thing of the week, I cleaned out the confirmation room and I found an egg from the Easter egg hunt. And it still has a Twix bar in it. So we still keep finding eggs throughout the year, but wanted to share that with the congregation that those JYF kids can really hide those eggs. Share with you the announcements in your bulletin and some additional ones. The flowers to the side of the altar and the spray to the right of the altar from the memorial service for Gary Beck yesterday. So his parents, Bud and Tootie, shared the flowers with us for our worship this morning, and our prayers continue to be with you. If you noticed in the bulletin or on the screen, Jocelyn Walker, the administrative assistant, is on vacation Monday and Tuesday. I'm headed out on the mission trip, so Pastor Ryan will be around for the 4 days of the week, and yet we've kind of closed the office for any accounting, those kind of things. Neither him nor I can take care of that. So for any office things, you may want to wait till Wednesday when Jocelyn is back. For anyone that is interested in learning more about St. John's or the possible consideration of membership, please see the article on page 6 and follow up on that. If you look at page 8, something new that St. John's is about to offer, it goes live on Friday. I have no idea what that means, other than you can start ordering, I guess. We have a new swag shop, so you can buy articles of clothing with various logos on that. Community meal on Tuesday is being hosted by one of our St. John's meal teams, providing the meal, but there are also three regulars that there are every Wednesday to help with the tables and with cleanup. So if you have some time free on Tuesday and want to show up to take my absence, please show up around 5 on Tuesday. At the 8 o'clock service, we did recognize that Angie Neuenschwander was serving as the sound tech for the final time officially. So I didn't go back and calculate how many years she's been the 8 o'clock sound tech, but we are bringing in a new sound system hopefully soon, and she and Kevin are in the process of moving to the lake year-round, so she saw it as a good time to end, but she's also told me if I need somebody during the week, we can always call on her. But if you see them around, thank Angie for her years of service. And also be aware that this is the final Sunday of June, so our mission a month is the Outback. For all of you with inquisitive minds, the little group of strange-looking people over here behind Ryan and Kira would be members of my family that I've had the joy of hosting for a family gathering. So my oldest and only brother, and then three of my sisters and various family members. So as I invite you to share the peace with one another, feel free to greet them. Do not believe anything they say about me. Let's share the peace of Christ with one another.
Our opening scripture is Psalm 16, which many of the children here just learned about in their Sunday school lesson. If you are reading in the Pew Bibles, it's on page 538. Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we thank you and praise you for the protection that you provide us. We know that you are trustworthy. We thank you for every good gift that you give us. We thank you for the joy that we have in your presence. We praise you for the eternal pleasures at your right hand. Father, as we begin our service here together, please bless our fellowship. May your Spirit move among us. Open our hearts and minds to hear a word from you that we might praise you in a special way today. In Jesus' name, amen.
My soul praises the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. The Lord has indeed done mighty things in this world and in our lives, and surely he is holy, and so we respond in kind with our worship and praise. And so, as you're able, I invite you to rise as we sing our hymns together.
Our first hymn is number 8, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
Oh,
our second song is Refiner's Fire. You can find the words on the screen, or there is an insert in the bulletin beginning on page 9. If you choose to use the bulletin, know that we'll repeat the chorus twice after the second verse.
I invite any children to come forward for a children's message together. Good morning. I brought something in this bowl of mine. What do I have in here?
Fruit.
I'll ask you the easy one first. You know what this is?
Apple.
And
grapes.
And this one? Plum. You got a plum, right? I was going to bring a banana, but there was only one left in the house, and I wasn't sure if anyone was going to eat it for breakfast, so I didn't steal it. Is there any fruit that I don't have here that you really like? I have apples here.
A banana.
Bananas.
Peaches.
Peaches.
Grapes.
Pears.
Pears.
Strawberries, all those kind of fun things, right?
Peaches.
So fruit is not only tasty, but it's also good for you, right? You can have oranges, and oranges are full of that vitamin C that keeps you healthy. Or it was said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Like, if you eat this every day, you'll never, ever be sick. Has anyone ever tested that? That's a lot of apples, though, right? I haven't eaten an apple every day. And you're going to hear today from Pastor Eric and from our scripture readings about fruit. But we're not talking about this kind of fruit. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Does anyone know some of the fruits of the Spirit? There's joy, right? There's love, there's peace, kindness, goodness, patience, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all these things. So the fruit of the Spirit is how we act and how we live and how we treat other people, right? So when you believe in Jesus, you're given the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit helps you to do these nice things. So if I were to go to an apple tree, what fruit should I expect to find on an apple tree? Apples, right? If I were to go to a blackberry bush, what kind of fruit should I expect to find? If I were to go to a peach tree, what fruit should I find? Peach. So if you believe in Jesus and have the Holy Spirit and are supposed to produce goodness and kindness and love and joy, if someone comes to you, what should they expect to find? Kindness and goodness and self-control and patience, right? Are we always faithfulness? Do we always do those things? Are we always gentle, always kind, always good? Not always, right? And so we mess up, but we can come to Jesus and say, forgive me for not. And then we pray, Lord, help me produce good fruits. Not apples, but love and joy and peace, kindness, goodness, right? All those fun things. And faithfulness. Yeah, thank you for keeping reminding me. That one's a good one. We have to be faithful to God and faithful to people, right? So let's pray for those things now. Let's fold our hands and pray. Dear God, we thank you for your Spirit, which produces good things in us. Help us to be full of these good things like love and joy and faithfulness and patience and all these wonderful things you want us to be. Help us to love our neighbor and love those in our family, those around us, that they may see you when we live and act around them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you guys. Go back to your seats.
So coming to our time of prayer, I would share that Sharon Von Dalen is hospitalized once again with a blockage, so continue to pray for her. Raleigh Nafsinger had knee replacement surgery on Tuesday, was home Tuesday evening, so pray for his recovery. And we can be in prayer for the Volkman family. Pastor Ryan gets to stay here all the month of July with us. And then Stanka and Daniel and Philip are going to be traveling to Slovakia for the month to spend time with Stanka's parents and family and enjoy that time. That was somewhat set up before he was called here. But the goodness is there's FaceTime and they'll stay connected. But we will pray for your travels and that you'll enjoy that time. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, in our time of prayer this morning, we come before you. We come before to share. We come before you to speak. And I also pray that we come before you to listen. So many times our time of prayer is focused in on what we say and what we want. But Lord, we want to also hear from you. Scripture tells us to be led by the Spirit. Scripture teaches us to live by your will. To know that will, we read Scripture. We also want to be guided by you. So I pray for those times when you speak to us. You speak to us through prayer, through reading the Bible. You speak to us through others. I heard this morning of time when you spoke to people at camp when they were by themselves or with a camp group. You speak to us through the wonders of nature. You speak to us through the fruit of the Spirit in the lives of people, in the wonders of people. And in this time of prayer, as I've tried to purposely slow down and give pause and give moments to listen, we do thank you for your faithfulness. When the psalmist says that you never slumber, you never sleep, when the psalmist says that there is nowhere we can go where you have not been where you not are. In the glory of being our Lord and Savior, you hem us in. You love us. Your grace falls upon us. You call us to faithful living. You forgive us when we confess and seek your forgiveness. And so we live and thank you for your grace. As a congregation, as people, we love you. We worship you. We want to serve you. We want to share your love. Lord, this morning we pray for the concerns that have been shared, that have been listed. Lord, we pray for Sean Stuckey as he had another issue this last week, and we pray for his recovery from the rib injury. We continue to pray for Rod and Joyce as they go through further appointments. We pray for Chloe Merrillett, that recent high school graduate, and her parents and her grandparents, Roger and Kay. Lord, as she was going to have another treatment, you know that that treatment was stopped and that there are further decisions to be made. We pray for her healing. We pray for your comfort and your peace. We pray for your promise of hope and life. We pray for Paulette as she continues to go through those treatments of cancer. Lord, we pray for Leah and Eric and Sarah as Leah had a difficult day on Tuesday. Lord, we're thankful that by the end of it, she was back home and sleeping and resting. But we pray for the treatment that will come her way. Lord, we pray for Tracy and Sadi as they continue to make ends meet, as they continue to work, as they wait for the second surgery for Tracy. We pray for the healing and for peace for Sharon. We pray that your spirit of healing would be upon Raleigh and Suzette. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon the Volkmans for the travels, the time when Stanka and the boys will be there with their parents and other family members. And we pray for Pastor Ryan as he misses that time and continues to serve you. Lord, I pray that each one of us knows Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. I pray that we would structure our lives through his teachings, and that we would offer our praise, that we would offer our prayers through the ways that Jesus taught us to pray, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing our sermon hymn. It is number 249, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. And as we prayerfully sing this, we can conclude with an amen.